Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.
Diamond and Silk, also known as Lynette Hardaway and Rochelle Richardson, are YouTube sensations, huge Donald Trump aficionados, and a whole bucket of fun, and they're joining us right now. Good morning, Diamond.
Good morning.
Good morning, Silk.
Well, good morning.
So we'd love to talk to you about everything about this campaign, but I really do want you to react to what's going on in North Carolina right now, specifically in Charlotte. First of all, here was Hillary Clinton yesterday talking about the officer-involved shootings.
There is still much we don't know about what happened in both incidents, but we do know that we have two more names to add to a list of African Americans killed by police officers in these encounters.
And by making that statement, it almost sounds like, sure, there's a whole lot we don't know, but the fact that these are African Americans killed by police officers, well, that's all we need to know. What's your reaction?
Well, my reaction to that is Hillary Clinton is part of the problem. Her, the NAACP, the Black Congressional Caucus, the Congressional Black Caucus, whoever they are, those people are part of the problem because they sit on TV and they say little stuff like that. And they give these people permission to go out and destroy a city, to burn down their community, to pull people out of their cars and beat them up. They give them permission. I think it's sad. I think it's sad that even when the facts come out that this man may have pulled the gun out on the police, people want to see it their way. They just want something to wreak havoc on. I don't think that people are in the streets acting a fool because of a man getting shot and killed. This is because no opportunities. I was talking to somebody in the airport yesterday in Charlotte, and he said this is happening right around the block from where he stayed. Mm-hmm. So we asked him, well, why wasn't you out there? You know what he said? Because I had to go to work. Mm-hmm. See, if these people had jobs, these millenniums, if they had jobs, there's no way they would be out in the streets acting crazy like that. No way. So it's sad. It's disturbing. And somebody, we need someone like Donald Trump to come in and fix this.
That's right.
All right. So how do you fix it? That's the question.
Well, you fix it by bringing back opportunities. You fix it by, don't take sides. Be in the middle. Okay, we know we have bad apples in the police department, and we also know that citizens have to respect police. It works both ways.
That's
if
right.
We don't bring back respect, and don't bring in a leader, somebody like Donald Trump, we're going to have another 4 years of this same old mess. It's not going to stop. When you listen to Hillary Clinton, she's only seeing one side of it.
That's right.
You cannot pull a gun out on an officer and think ain't nothing going to happen to you. And people, we're going to have to wait, let all of the facts come out before we start overreacting.
And stop allowing the media to exploit the situation to make it into something. Because why is it that they only talk about a shooting whenever an officer shoots a black man? What about when an officer shoots a white man?
That's right.
Or what about when a black person shoots another black person?
Mm-hmm. That's how they're exploiting the whole situation, having it play out on TV. I'm so sick and tired of it. So if Obama wants to see his legacy, this is his legacy. The past 8 years,
we've
been seeing this foolishness play out on television. I am so tired of it. Everybody need to get out and vote for Donald J. Trump because this got to stop. Bring these people back some opportunities. You're not going to want to go uptown and start breaking out windows if you had nice things in your own community. All communities should be built back up, and people should have opportunities where they have to go to bed at night and get up and go to work the next morning.
Yeah. That's right.
Diamond and Silk are our guests. And let me add, along those lines, Donald Trump last night made the case. He said, listen, for almost 100 years now in our inner cities, in these major cities, it's been one-party rules, just Democrats. And they take these votes for granted, and they're all talk every 4 years, but then they don't actually do anything. And that's why we're seeing the poverty. That's why we're seeing the lack of opportunity. That's why we're seeing all of these problems. And he says, yeah, you don't give me a chance. I want to change it. Can you explain to me or help maybe enlighten me? Why is it that the vote keeps going the same way? It's always Democrats. It seems like African-American voters always seem to vote that way, certainly in the last 50 years. I mean, they've got to know that it's not working, right?
Because they've been conditioned. because you have all of the black talk show hosts on the radio, the NAACP, Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, telling people this is how you should vote. Because they are so used to being handed the crumbs, and then when you get the crumbs and see somebody got the whole cake up top, you want to go mess up their stuff.
That's
when
right.
You, if you vote different, you will get different.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying? I am tired of these so-called black leaders. See, they live behind their picket fences. Mm-hmm. They don't have anything to worry about, but they tell people to vote just for the crumbs because they want somebody to be beneath them. And I'm tired of that.
That's
and I'm
right.
tired of seeing black people have to go through that.
They're being manipulated. They're being manipulated by the system. And the sad thing is that these same protesters that's out there protesting against the system will vote for the same Democrat Party that put this system in place.
That's right. Hillary Clinton ain't going to do nothing. She ain't going to do nothing. First of all, she's sick.
Yeah.
Don't nobody respect her. Mm-hmm. Even the Black Lives Matter movement don't respect her.
Mm-hmm.
She ain't going to do not one thing. She's not going to do anything. So voting for her, you will be voting against your own interests. It'll be best if you vote for Donald Trump. At least you know he's prosperous. He's successful. He's an entrepreneur. That's what we need. We need that kind of spirit back in our country.
Mm-hmm.
Not all of this foolishness. This is going to continue until somebody like Donald Trump get in office.
All right. I got another question for you. Speaking of Hillary Clinton, yesterday she was doing this this video conference with the union leaders, and she asked what was a rhetorical question, but it's really a question I think Democrats are asking themselves. I'd like to know what you think about it. She says, you know, I'm running against this guy Donald Trump, and I should be way ahead of him. She asked the rhetorical question.
Why aren't I 50 points ahead, you might ask?
Yeah, I mean, I'm asking that question. I'm wondering what you guys think. Why isn't she 50 points? I mean, she's the smartest woman on the planet to hear Democrats tell it. She's the most qualified woman to ever run for office in the planet, according to Democrats. Why isn't she 50 points ahead in your estimation?
Because she is a liar, and people can see right through her lies.
That's right.
She is a liar. They know she panders. And one thing that we agree with President Obama about, he said it 8 years ago, she would say whatever she has to say to be elected. And the First Lady Michelle Obama, she said, something that we agree with. If you can't run your own house, how you gonna run the White House?
Mm.
Those are the only things that I agree with the president and the first lady about when it comes with Hillary Clinton. Yes.
And Hillary Clinton had her opportunity. She's been in public service for in office for over 30 years. She's had the opportunity to help with the advancement of these different minorities, communities. She was born in Chicago, Illinois, and never reached back to her own city to help her own city. How can we expect her to help America?
Oh.
And she ain't never created a job, and now all of a sudden she got a plan. Yeah, she got a plan, all right.
Mm-hmm.
A plan to have us looking like a third-world country. A plan to, Obama done already put us in the toilet. Now Hillary Clinton gonna flush it. Boom.
We cannot be out of time. Diamond and Soap, can you stick around for a few more minutes?
Yeah, we can stick around.
We cannot get enough of you here, and we want to hear more. Stay right there. Diamond and Soap are going to stay with us. We got a few more questions for them about the state of the campaign and the stretch run and the debate coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, here's the thing. I want to ask them if they would take a job in the administration, because here's the good thing about Diamond and Soap. If they did, they've already got their Secret Service code names.
Diamond and
that
Silk.
Would be Diamond and Soap.
Of course, yeah.
I love that.
That would work, yeah.
So more of Diamond and Soap in a moment. It's Diamond and Soap. Continue with us, YouTube sensations, Trump aficionados. Find their stuff over at diamondandsilk.com. You guys were early adopters to Donald Trump. You jumped on the Trump train very early on, and he's featured you at his rallies. And when was the last time you were out at a rally with the Donald?
There? We were just with Donald Trump yesterday in Cleveland.
Oh,
he did a town hall with African Americans talking about the inner and urban.
So you were there with Don King?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yes,
so
we
now,
what
was your reaction? You know, the media, CNN, I mean, they did wall-to-wall coverage on Don King dropping an N-word. Now, what was your reaction when he did that, and what do you think Donald Trump should have said? We don't like that word here. We don't want people
using
it.
Well, here's the deal. You can't help what people say.
Mm-hmm.
Don King is old school, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He's old school, and he know how it used to be, and he was just speaking knowledge, and that word just happened to slip out. He didn't mean for it to slip out, but it did.
Mm-hmm.
Keep the train to moving. I've heard people in front of Obama used the N-word and nobody said anything about it.
Hey, Obama used
it. Larry Wilmore did that.
Obama used the N-word himself for crying
out
loud.
Yeah,
now we either.
No. All right, so listen, I keep hearing from people who are out there through the grapevine. You hear these stories that people who are doing outreach in the African-American community for the Hillary Clinton campaign are coming back and reporting that it's not going so well, that the African-American community is not enthused about voting for Hillary Clinton. And that's one of the reasons why, for example, the president went and talked to the Congressional Black Caucus. That's one of the reasons why he went to inner city Philadelphia recently and made a big speech. So what is your sense of it when you talk to people in the community?
They are tired of Democrats. They are tired of Hillary Clinton. And another thing, Obama, here it is. You are the first black president, and you ain't even do nothing for the black community, mm-hmm. for the inner and urban cities. You're from Chicago. 3,000 people done got shot this year, and you just look the other way. Obama can take his legacy and go somewhere and sit down with it. Don't nobody care about his legacy. He cares more about his legacy than people in poverty, than people being shot, than people having good jobs where they're gainfully employed instead of underemployed. Ain't nobody thinking about Obama, and we are not. He told us. He the one told us. It came out of his mouth that she would say anything to get a vote. So why would we vote for Hillary Clinton? Unless he's a liar.
Diamond and Silk, what is your advice for Donald Trump this Monday? For the big debate? This is a big deal. Pressure is on. There's never been a stage like this that Donald Trump has been on. Hillary Clinton has experience. Do you think he should? A lot of people are saying Donald Trump's got to rein it in. He's got to be real disciplined. He's got to stick to the script and not do anything crazy. Other people say, let Donald be Donald. What do you think?
Let Donald be Donald.
That's right. You have to tell the truth.
I do not like stage. See, she's on 2 days off, 5 days to rehearse. I don't want him to rehearse. He don't have to be no well-rehearsed person like she's going to be. I want him to be himself because he is real.
Don't waver.
Don't back down. When she come at you, you hit her back on the facts.
That's right.
Talk about how she's incompetent. Anytime you don't understand C stands for classify, I reckon she must have thought it stood for Clinton Cash or something. We don't know.
What do you think it would be like for Bill Clinton to be back in the White House as the husband of the president?
It would be horrible.
What could go wrong there, right?
We need men working, not sitting on their behind in the house.
That's right.
Get a job, Bill. Hey, would you, if Donald Trump wins, would you take a position? Because
yeah.
I told you, when we met you in Cleveland and we had you on, and my gosh, the response we got from you when you were on for the Republican convention was phenomenal. That video went crazy. And I told you two things, if you remember. I said, number one, don't ever follow a career in radio.
Yeah, right. Please don't. Yeah.
And number two, if Donald wins, you got to come to Washington, D.C., get a job in the administration. Would you accept a job with the Trump administration?
You know, I don't know. I don't know. I can't tell you. If you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans. I have no plans. All I know, my only plan is to get my man, Donald J. Trump, elected. I want him to be the 45th president of the United States. Everybody need to get out and vote for him.
But if you were going to consider, what kind of job would you want in the administration?
Telling the truth, telling it like it is, type of job.
You could be the truth czar. I like that. Yeah.
Hey, you know, last Diamond and Silk, we're almost out of time. Last week we spoke to this Omarosa. She's in charge of the black turnout and the black. Mm-hmm. What do you think of her? She's a little scary, isn't she?
No, well, we love Omarosa. No, she's on the coalition group. Yeah. When it comes to African Americans, she's out there helping the outreach. As a matter of fact, sometimes we travel with them.
You guys get along?
For Trump Empowerment Tour,
definitely.
We may travel because we're trying to reach people. Yeah. We're doing it like the Underground Railroad, trying to reach the masses of people and talk to them.
That's
yes,
right.
You guys are just like Harriet Tubman. You know what? I need, this is what I need. This is my, you know, you always talk about the dream dinner party, the dream cocktail party. It's me, Diamond and Silk, Omarosa, Piers Morgan.
Oh, man.
I want to be at that dinner table.
All right.
Ladies, are you up for it?
I'm up for it, yes. Just invite us, let us know what time, and we'll be there.
Just make sure the food is good.
Yeah, the food will be good. Well, with Larry, you can always count on good chow.
All right.
Diamond and Silk.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us, Harlan.
We love you guys.
It's a pleasure.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.